Time now, though, for a thought for the day, coming this morning from Alan Meeban.
I spend far too many weekends attending local political party conferences and reporting about them online. Time after time at recent conferences, speakers recounted who, when, and where they were approached to get involved. Relatively few people seem to wake up in the morning and decide to become a politician. Existing party activists recognise the gifts and passion in people they meet and invite them to join their party and lure them into running for political office. Most explained that they'd previously had no notion of becoming involved. But when they were singled out by someone they respected, they reconsidered and acceded to the request. There is power in recognising and encouraging someone's talents. In contrast, all too often I hear of people who were told in school that they'd never be good at a subject. One friend was told by a teacher that he'd be a waste of space and would never do anything with his life. Yet now he's a visiting professor and runs a successful creative company that sells programmes around the world. He wasn't constrained by his teacher's predictions, but some people are. Maybe you were told that you'd never sing in tune, that languages would never be your thing. A negative intervention can put a student off a subject or dissuade them from learning a skill for life. They could be deterred from even attempting to appreciate music and hindered from throwing themselves into learning a language and appreciating another culture. Anyone who lives or works with other people, students, colleagues, customers, family, has a choice: either pigeonhole people or else release their potential. God called Moses to lead the Hebrew people out of Egypt. Moses wasn't confident of his ability to serve God like that, but God encouraged him, coached him, and surrounded him with other gifted people. He had tough times, and it took longer than anyone expected, but in the end, he did it with God's help. Jesus called his disciples to join him. They hadn't been to discipleship school. Some could fish, one collected taxes for the empire, another was an anti-Roman rebel. But Jesus invited them to step out on a new adventure and walk with him. What would happen if we set the people around us free to explore new skills and activities? Give them a chance to try out new roles, even if they need a bit of persuasion. And failure can be an opportunity for growth. Oh, and if Jesus calls you to follow him, why not take him up on the offer and see where he takes you?
On 92 to 95.